This is Dave Kistler along with Sam Rohr, and we're talking about an event that is unfolding even as we speak, and that is this complete solar eclipse. For the first time, this is happening in the United States of America since 1918. 99 years ago is the last time we had something like this, as it works its way across the United States of America from East Coast, or West Coast rather, to the East Coast. Sam, according to all of the experts, they're saying that 7 years from now, there's going to be another total solar eclipse that's going to work its way across the entirety of the United States. Basically, if you take the arc today from the West Coast, the arc I'm talking about of the eclipse from the West Coast to the East Coast, and you take the arc created by the eclipse 7 years from now, it's going to form an X across the United States of America. So 7 years, 7 years from now, we're going to go through this again. Some are seeing significance, Sam, to that 7 year time period, because many who know the Bible know that there's going to be a 7 year tribulation period. And so they're trying to find, or maybe should find, some significance to that. Do you see anything significant to the fact that 7 years from now, we're going to face this again?
Well, Dave, here again, we can take events such as this, which man has had nothing to do with. No man can adjust the sun, can coordinate the moon, can align the stars. That's all God. No one chooses or can plan, although you can project because of the precision that which God has established and placed celestial bodies into position. They operate like, well, actually better than clockwork. They're precise. You can look back and absolutely ascertain what has happened, and you can also project forward and project what will happen. Incredible, incredible. But this is of God's doing. Man had nothing to do with it. So when a solar eclipse of this type falls, as this case, only on these United States, coast to coast. Actually, the one in 1918 didn't go coast to coast. It was partial. But this one goes coast to coast. And this next one goes from northeast to southwest, exiting down around Austin, coming up in the northern tip of Maine 7 years from now. Dave, again, as far as I have seen in NASA projections and looking back, don't find an example of that anywhere in history, ever, that with their one location where they actually came from two different directions, and the X marks the spot, right smack in the middle of this country. So it is significant. And when you put in seven, now, to God, there's numbers mean things. Seven is a completion number. It's not accidental. All through Scripture, numbers mean things. So, Dave, it's not hard to say 7 years. Wow, United States. Wow. Eclipse, times of judgment, warning, twice in 7 years. Dave, you can see easily how people can say this ties into the prophetical portion. And whereas one cannot say, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen at that point, I don't think, Dave, we can, nor should we, probably to our harm, to explain away and say, all totally accidental. God doesn't work that way. There's no accident. So, Dave, there is something significant for those reasons, I think.